Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 90. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 68. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, daytime highs approaching 83. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Better Business Bureau is warning residents about the rise of artificial intelligence used in emergency scams. The Triple B has indicated that scammers will impersonate the target's loved ones while incorporating nicknames and real travel plans to convince their targets. Kansas deer hunters are facing a new rule that would ban deer baiting, even on private land. Steve Westfall with Irish Creek Outfitters near Haven says that this new rule could affect the advertising of his business, as he spoke with 12 News.
I would sure hate to lose my ability to manage the observation of deer on that property. It's like lighting their fire. So they get all excited knowing that I'm going to put them in a ladder stand or in a box blind that has these kinds of deer showing up.
The rule is not set yet, but the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is exploring this practice to ban baiting due to the potential spread of disease. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
The Marion County Record has reported that the Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody has been suspended more than a month after his raiding of the newspaper. 6 weeks since this incident gained national and international news headlines, Marion's police raided the community's newspaper, the newspaper owner's home, and the home of the town's vice mayor. And since then, the chief will serve a suspension for an undetermined amount of time. The Girl Scouts are raising cookie prices all across the country, but not in Kansas. The communications director of Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland, Muriel Bryce, has said that prices will remain $5 as long as you buy local. Elsewhere, classics like Thin Mints and varieties like S'mores and Toffee Tastics will raise to $6. And finally, the K-State Technology Development Institute has built its 300th seatbelt device for the Kansas Highway Patrol. This particular device is called a convincer and simulates a 5 to 7 mile an hour impact, enables the participant to feel the restraint of the seatbelt during this low-speed impact. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Governor Jim Pillen has approved emergency regulations to the Let Them Grow Act. The emergency regulations provide the following requirements. The emergency regulations provide patient advisory requirements necessary for a healthcare practitioner to obtain informed consent, and a patient medical record documentation requirements, among other things. In other news, a Missouri man led troopers on a chase through three Nebraska counties. 23-year-old Zachary Rainey of Kansas City was pursued by vehicle through Hall, Hamilton, and into York County and was eastbound on I-80 as speeds exceeded over 120 miles an hour. A trooper successfully performed a tactical vehicle intervention to bring the vehicle to a stop just south of the I-80 junction with Highway 81, and Rainey was taken into custody. Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Stoppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bed liners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bed liners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Seven Clams First Council Resort and Casino is giving away $10,000 every Saturday in September.
10K Saturdays.
Earn points on your Seven Clams Players Card and increase your chances to win one of five different $2,000 drawings
every Saturday in September.
There's just more at Seven Clams First Council Resort and Casino.
More life-changing jackpots,
more cash giveaways, and more entertainment. Come play this Saturday and take away your share of 10K. Seven Clams First Council Resort and Casino. 77 in Newkirk. Where the winners play.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners unanimously approved a motion that will put a half-cent sales tax on the November 7th general election ballot for the purpose of funding a new jail facility on county-owned property east of Marysville near Subway and Caniquip. Commissioners had considered an alternate site downtown, but rejected that after demolition and change costs approached $1 million. A 21,000-square-foot facility is expected to cost over $12.7 million, plus soft costs such as equipment, putting the total north of $13 million. $9 million in bonds would be issued if approved, resulting in some $2 million in interest payments over a projected 10-year term. Remaining funds would come from capital improvement balances, general fund transfers, risk management, bond and interest proceeds, and some American Rescue Plan funding. A previous lease purchase agreement for $6.5 million was turned down by Marshall County voters on a recall petition. Commissioners did indicate that they plan to host public meetings regarding the jail question. Washington County Commissioners discussed the blacktop road north of Washington with TC Energy officials, who last week committed $3.3 million toward overlay of the road, which was damaged due to heavy truck traffic resulting from the oil spill cleanup on Mill Creek. A back and forth began with determination that 50% of deterioration could be attributed to the additional traffic, with Public Works noting maintenance improvements and reduced life expectancy of temporary overlays. The offer from TC Energy to front the entire cost of the project was a compromise, recognizing those other factors. Hall Brothers is expected to begin the project next spring, with work expected to begin late May. Hall routes and township roads were also discussed, with a commitment to reduce width on some that had been changed, returning those to original when work is complete this fall, expected in November. Township officials will share their expectations. An additional $100,000 from TC Energy was negotiated as settlement for interim work that has been and will be done until overlay on the blacktop is complete. Public Works in Nemahal County at last week's meeting expressed concern with remaining budget and were instructed to outline priority projects, but continue to do what is needed so far as roads and bridges are concerned. A public hearing regarding the revenue neutral rate for the 24 budget drew some 25 residents with several comments, including concern with residential appraisals, as well as ability for older residents impacted by tax increases. After the hearing, a motion was passed unanimously to allow exceeding the revenue neutral rate of 35.165 mils. A public hearing set for October 2nd. For consideration of a road closure for a portion of K Road in Illinois Township in Nemahal County. Kansas Department of Transportation has scheduled a series of dates for local consult meetings, which are held annually to receive public input regarding transportation issues and priorities. The Northeast District meeting Tuesday evening, October 3rd in Manhattan, will likely include comment regarding concerns with U.S. 36 intersections at Hanover and Beatty, which have each seen a number of crashes in recent years. State Representative Lisa Mosier plans to attend and welcomes the public as well. The meeting to be held at Four Points by Sheraton Hotel in Manhattan Tuesday from 9 until noon. A virtual statewide meeting is also planned online October 24th. Flu clinics in Washington County are planned this week. Tuesday at the Palmer Cafe, 11 to 11:30. The Lynn City Building, 12:30 till 1:30. Flu shots Wednesday at Barnes Cafe, 8:30 till 9:15. Hanover at the Kloppenburg Center, 10:30 to 11. Greenleaf Heights, 11:30 until noon. Morroville at the Cougar's Den, 1:15 until 1:45. Haddam Cafe, 2:15 until 2:45. And Wednesday in Washington at Colonial Acres from 3:15 until 4. Cost is $60 for regular flu vaccine, $95 for high dose or flu block. Please fill out forms in advance, check or cash accepted. Billable to Medicare Part B, Medicaid, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and other insurance. For information, contact the Washington County Health Department, 325-2600. Marshall County outreach flu clinics are scheduled next week. Homecoming Queen Crown Friday night at Valley Heights was Delana Merck and King Kaisem Bigham. Heights won the football game over Sacred Heart. The Road Ramble Saturday at Blue Rapids drew 315 participants with 135 vehicles.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly cloudy skies overnight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout the day on Tuesday. Otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers continue into Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Southwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some showers continue into Wednesday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s. Then some rain early Wednesday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies on Thursday night with the lows in the lower to upper 40s. And sunny with highs in the mid-60s on Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early October 75, record high on this date 97. The average low 50 and the record low 29. Sunrise this morning 7:24, sunset this evening at 7:09.
The visual impact of autumn's colors isn't all that easy to capture with a camera. We will share some photo tips for leaf peepers today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 2nd, the 275th day of the year. Musicians Sting and Don McLean are sharing a birthday, and the Peanuts comic strip first appeared in newspapers on this day in 1950. A landscape ablaze with fall color isn't so easy to capture in a photograph. Here are a few tips for better fall color pictures. A bright sunny day is not always ideal. Your scene is already color saturated. You'll often get more interesting light under clouds or at dawn or dusk. Think about your perspective. Rather than shooting from eye level, try to get up and above the landscape.
or go the opposite direction for a bug's eye view. And water can add stunning visual interest, whether it mirrors the foliage on its surface or just provides textural contrast. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Get ready for a healthy fall season. Join the staff of the Marshall County Health Department Wednesday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Lakeview Sports Complex in Marysville for a drive-through flu clinic. It's quick, convenient, and completely hassle-free. Just drive up, roll down your window, and they'll take care of the rest. Don't forget to bring your insurance card, October 4th. See you there, Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I am Felix Johnson. The Jayhawks fell to the Texas Longhorns 40-14 over this weekend. They dropped their record down to 4-1 and extend the Longhorns to 5-0. Just before the game, quarterback Jalen Daniels re-aggravated his back injury and allowed Jason Bean, the backup quarterback, to start and finish the game. Bean completed just 9 passes out of 21 for just 136 yards and 1 touchdown, while Quinn Ewers had 325 yards and a touchdown and an interception for the Longhorns. The brunt of the load for the Longhorns was carried by their running back with 217 yards on the ground and 2 touchdowns. Jonathan Brooks walked away with the most yards of any player, regardless of position or team. Texas will move on to the Red River rivalry as they get ready to meet Oklahoma Sooners in Arlington next week. And the Jayhawks will go back to the booth where they will host the UCF Knights, a team that K-State has already beaten. Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. K-State was on an idle week this week, but Coach Klieman hopes that his players were getting healthy during their off week. Prior to their loss on Saturday, Kansas Athletic Director Travis Goff wrote an open letter to KU sports fans asking them to go all in on KU football. The letter came out the same day as Lance Leipold shot down Michigan State rumors as they have fired their head coach, Mel Tucker, for cause after sexual assault allegations. Leipold has been connected to the Nebraska and Wisconsin jobs in the past, being that he was an assistant at Nebraska from 2001 to 2003 and is a native of Wisconsin. But both schools and programs eventually hired someone else. And now with the Michigan State rumors, Leipold said, quote, "We have unfinished business," end quote. Goff continued in his open letter to KU fans, speaking about the remaining home games on their schedule with UCF, Oklahoma, Texas Tech, and the home finale against K-State. He said, quote, "We have tickets available, and frankly, we shouldn't." Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday night football scores. Marysville falls to Rock Creek 30-21. Southeast of Saline knocked off Clay Center 22-17. Concordia bested Hiawatha 49-0. Abilene over Rose Hill. Wichita Collegiate took Chapman and Wamego beat Coffeyville. In our Friday feature game, Bennington stopped Washington County 16-0. Axtell rolled past Blue Valley 68-0. Hanover top Donovan West 48-0. Frankfort over Lynn 55-8. Valley Heights a homecoming win over Salina Sacred Heart 38-15. Centralia took Jackson Heights 48-12. Southern a homecoming win over Freeman 50-20. Dillard Odell falls to Lord Central Catholic 22-14.
Roasted, steamed, or shredded into slaw, Brussels sprouts have gained greater appreciation over the past few years. But like any vegetable, proper harvesting, storage, and preparation is key to obtaining the best flavor and nutrition. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Brussels sprouts have the best flavor when harvested in cool weather and even better after a light frost or two. The sprouts grow above each leaf along the stem. Harvest when the sprouts are firm and about 1 to 2 inches in diameter. Start from the bottom and work your way up the stem as younger sprouts reach full size. Or remove the whole stalk at the end of the season. Store in a cool location or the refrigerator. I like them steamed and plain, but most people prefer to dress them up a bit. Try sautéing or grilling to caramelize the natural sugars for a sweeter flavor that reluctant eaters may find more pleasing. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
The area around Lyons, Kansas, in the central part of the Sunflower State, may appear to be sparsely populated by national standards. However, about 500 years ago, there were many more residents living here. Why that was the case, and how we know, is quite a story. That's next on this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches? They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Charlene Akers explains, this area around Lyons, Kansas, once had many, many more residents than today.
There were probably 20,000 people living here. The Quiverans, we think, arrived somewhere around 1300. They stayed at least till 1600, and then they began leaving.
Moving south toward the area of present-day Wichita. While these Native Americans lived on the plains, they did not reside in teepees.
They had huts, and the huts are approximately 30 feet in diameter. They were made out of grass they found here on the prairie.
Some might consider the elements here in central Kansas a challenging place to call home. But Charlene says the Quiveran people had some good reasons for so many to reside here.
They lived here for bison, really, or buffalo, as we sometimes call them. They also were able to raise grain. They had water here. There were creeks nearby.
The Quivira lived in communities of perhaps 20 to 50 huts per village. But sometime in the 1600s, it seems those who lived here began to migrate south, perhaps with the introduction of the horse.
Other Indian groups around the area had taken over the horse from the Spanish and were going through fields of agricultural crops here, and you don't have crops and animals running through it.
Diseases brought by the Spaniards also began to take a toll on the native population. But there's another story told at this museum that speaks of those initial interactions between Native Americans and Europeans. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Lyons, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction of antiques, collectibles, and household items for the Frank Feldhausen Estate Saturday, October 7th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 995 Fifth Road, Rural Bremen. Selling 3 and 4 stack lawyer's bookcases, an oak library stand, 7 violins in cases, number of advertising items, belt buckles, a few toys, a few knives, Pearl Mercantile crocs, Red Wing crocs, Red Wing jugs, Red Wing churns, Some coins selling, as well as household items, including an oversized lift chair, queen-size sleep number bed, full-size beds, chest of drawers. Also selling a 1970 Sidewinder tri-hole boat with 125 Johnson outboard motor and trailer. This estate auction for Frank Feldhausen, Saturday, October 7th, begins at 10 a.m. From Marysville, go 3 miles west to the Herkimer Corner at 6th Road, north 2 miles and a mile west. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
Good luck finding a new or used tractor these days. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If it's made of steel, you'll either pay a lot more or wait at least a year as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A new tractor these days is an exercise in patience. Expect to wait at least a year to get one. Dealers are aching to sell them, but there's an acute shortage of tractors, from the highest horsepower to the smallest compact tractors. Since COVID began, equipment manufacturers have had trouble finding enough plastic parts, rubber tires, and computer chips to meet the demand for tractors and other machinery. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming. He says the biggest issue right now is the availability of steel.
Steel has become scarce. Prices have gone up 200%, in some cases 300%. This is certainly true with the computer chips, with other items too. You know, when something's in demand, you can get a higher price for it.
Steel plants are ramping up, trying to meet the demand, and manufacturers are building tractors when steel comes through. In the meantime, a lot of farmers are saying, well, if I can't buy new, I'll find a used one that's just a few years old. Mowat says, good luck with that. There's been a big run on late model tractors.
Man, this dried up the market. We have seen the high horsepower market dry up. Then we saw the utility tractor market and subcompact and compact and compact utility. Those tractors started drying up. So you've got this enormous demand for tractors, and it's putting a lot of pressure on manufacturers to meet the demand, and you're just going to have to pay more for tractors or wait.
On the positive side, if you have a tractor to sell, you'll probably get a good price for it. Learn more about the tractor shortage and what yours might be worth at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We'll be right back.
with me. You wanna twist and twist some more. And we did. Well, I twisted with my baby doll. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Well, I twisted with my baby doll.
Chances are, at the beginning of 2022, you didn't set a goal of climbing Mount Everest or never eating another cookie again. However, you may have set more realistic resolutions like visiting state parks or only indulging in sweets once a week. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. So often when we're trying to pay down debt, we look at the big picture and feel overwhelmed. But just like setting realistic resolutions, it's important to consider what's manageable when it comes to paying off debt. First, step back and understand your why. Do you feel limited right now? Do you feel like God is calling you to change careers or give back to your community in a bigger way, but you can't because you're encumbered by debt? Whatever your reasoning is, understanding the why can help you be more purposeful in your approach. Then come up with some realistic ways that you can pay off debt. And remember that even small amounts add up over time.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice feature name brands including Ashley, as well as Whirlpool and Maytag appliances. Over 300 new appliances in stock for immediate pickup or delivery to your home with free shipping on all purchases over $499. Check out name brand dishwashers starting at $399. Reclining sofas starting at $488. From Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
A cause for a minor celebration of sorts today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. The actual fifth anniversary of Farm to Fork, October 1st, fell on a Sunday when the show doesn't actually run. No matter, we shall celebrate today. Many of you know that Farm to Fork is actually the latest version of a daily farm radio feature I started back in 1996. 10 of the 44 stations that signed up to air the new program are still running the show 27 years later. I've had notable guests on the program, but the most memorable episodes involve the regular folks who live and work on America's farms and ranches, producing the food, feed, fuel, and fiber we all depend on daily. We're now looking to agriculture to help fix the climate problem while meeting future food production goals sustainably. Speaking of the future, food and agriculture will continue to adapt and evolve. Technology factors in more and more as farmers use data science, autonomous machinery, gene editing, microbial plant growth solutions, and many more production advancements. At the same time, there are farms that are thriving by using more traditional approaches to crop and livestock production. There's so much happening in food and agriculture in rural communities, and I'll be here to tell you about them every weekday. Stay tuned. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of the used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has recently turned back from Washington, D.C., advocating for some of their interests within the region as Oklahoma cattlemen took to the Capitol to talk about several policy issues impacting their current operations and some of the struggles that they're seeing. As Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey, says that the delegation spent a lot of time talking with lawmakers about black vulture regulations of the Migratory Bird Act.
There's a House bill that would allow for more taking of those birds. Right now, there's a permit that gives you an opportunity to take five over a year. You know, when you're in a calving season and you run out there and there's 30 birds circling in the heifer pen, that's taking five is just not going to work. And so we need some relief there in the Migratory Bird Act.
They say that after the discussion, the Environmental Protection Agency has also been issuing new decisions regarding pesticide applications as well.
This new restrictions relative to the Endangered Species Act, and so it hits things like the American burying beetle and some other smaller species. What it would do is it would drastically prohibit the pesticide usage. It takes tools out of the toolbox, and so we need to work on that, need to educate our congressional delegation about that.
Finally, say that one of the other issues they wanted to talk about was the OFF Act. That's been a big issue as it poses a threat to the beef checkoff in the area.
We want to make sure we defeat that because the beef checkoff has just done such a great job promoting our product and defending our product on a daily basis. There's some WOTUS issues. We've got a really nice ruling from EPA regarding WOTUS here as a result of the Supreme Court decision. So as you can see, just a lot of different litany of issues that we've been working on and had an opportunity to talk about when we were in D.C.
The event was hosted in Washington, D.C. from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, along with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau and the Oklahoma Ag Cooperative Council, and say they're planning to head back to D.C. for further conversations. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Hey Tab, did you know that in 2023, over 55% of all soybeans planted in the United States were of the Enlist trait?
Wow, what's the reason?
See, the competition says that they have true flexibility, but they have to worry about time of day restrictions, a June 30th cutoff date, and only legally spraying when the wind speed is between 3 and 10 miles per hour.
That sounds restrictive, not flexible.
Yes, and none of these are true with the Enlist system.
So that's why you've been so relaxed while posting soybeans.
Yep.
Call my husband, Thad Arkenbright, at 785-313-3064 and order your American Proud, neighbor-approved, and farmer-friendly Pioneer Enlist beans today.
Good luck finding a new or a used tractor these days. If it's made of steel, you'll either pay a lot more or wait at least a year. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a boulder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chopper reels. The VT1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add Implement Command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or GreatPlainsAg.com to learn more. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
These days is an exercise in patience. Expect to wait at least a year to get one. Dealers are aching to sell them, but there's an acute shortage of tractors, from the highest horsepower to the smallest compact tractors. Since COVID began, equipment manufacturers have had trouble finding enough plastic parts, rubber tires, and computer chips. Dave Mowitz is Successful Farming's executive machinery editor. He says the biggest issue now is the availability of steel.
Steel has become scarce. Prices have gone up 200%, in some cases 300%. This is certainly true with the computer chips, with other items too. You know, when something's in demand, you can get a higher price for it.
Steel plants are ramping up, trying to meet the demand, and manufacturers are building tractors when steel comes through. In the meantime, a lot of farmers are saying, if I can't buy new, I'll find a used one that's just a few years old. Mowat says, good luck with that. There's been a big run on late model tractors.
Man, this dried up the market. We have seen the high horsepower market dry up. Then we saw the utility tractor market and subcompact and compact and compact utility. Those tractors started drying up. So you've got this enormous demand for tractors, and it's putting a lot of pressure on manufacturers to meet the demand, and you're just going to have to pay more for tractors or wait.
On the positive side, if you have a tractor to sell, you'll probably get a good price for it. I'm Jody Henke. Find out what your tractor is worth at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, moving through a Monday today. Still seeing some mostly higher numbers in the grain markets. Corn definitely seeing a bit of a jump. They're moving up. Kansas City wheat also seeing some decent gains here. Soybeans, they finally broke into the positive moving through the day as well. December corn right now up 12 cents, sitting at 488 and 3 quarters. March corn up by 12 cents as well, 2503 and 3 quarters of a cent. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's up by 13 and a half, 2677 and a quarter. March KC wheat's up by 13 and a quarter right now, 2685 and a half a cent. In the bean market, finally making it into the green after trying all day. November beans up 2 1/4 cents right now to 1277 even a bushel. January's up 1 3/4 to 1296 and a quarter of a cent. Meal still slightly lower here. October soybean meal down 760 at 368.30. December's down 6 1/2 to 374.80. And the bean oil for October up $1.52 in the green, 258.96. December's up $1.30, 257.13 overall. Taking a quick look at your U.S. dollar index, December index sitting up right now 72 cents at 106.54. March index up by 76 cents at 106.20 overall. 30-year bond slightly in the red, sitting at 112 even right now. The 30-year bond for March as well down just over a point, sitting at 112. Even as well. Stock market pretty stagnant throughout most of the day today, with the Dow Jones sitting down 176 points at 33,331. The S&P is in the red at 18 points right now, sitting at 4269. The NASDAQ slightly in the green. They've been maintaining throughout the day, heavy on the tech side of things, up by 25 points in the positive to 13,244. Gold right now for October down by 16.5, sitting at 18.31.60. Silver down by $1.03 at 21.41. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Come check out the new look at Midwest Kia. Updated models, upgraded incentives, and a store remodel to go with them. What hasn't changed? Midwest Kia is still the better way to buy. We're proud of our promise to provide a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience without the price gouging and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of the ad. Want choices? We've got over 200 new and used vehicles to choose from, with more new Kias on the lot and available than any time in the last few years. Want a better rate? New Kias qualify for interest rates as low as 0.9%. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. New look, same great value. That's why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Ag Buildings provide safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Landowners can rent their land to outdoorsmen during hunting seasons. And K-State Law Professor Roger McOwen mentions a few factors that landowners should keep in mind when putting together a hunting use agreement. First, he discusses who owns the wildlife and how to handle it if a hunter's wounded animal goes onto another property.
The state does own all of the wildlife in this state, whether it's animals or fish or fowl. As long as those are not privately owned, then they are owned by the state, and that's specified in state law. But that doesn't mean that you can just go on somebody else's land and take whatever belongs to the state. As a hunter or somebody that's an outdoorsman in general, you don't have any right to go onto somebody else's property to hunt and fish without first getting permission. And of course, if you do that, that could be a civil trespass, or you could get prosecuted for a criminal trespass for an unlawful entry that violates the hunting provisions in Kansas.
If the landowner wants to hunt on their land, they need to think about that when writing the agreement.
When a tenant takes possession of the tenant's the property that's under the lease, the tenant has possession for the term of the lease, and that right of possession cannot be interfered with, even by the landowner. So unless the landowner reserves the right to hunt the land that they own that is under a lease to somebody else to farm it, they can't hunt on that property unless the tenant gives them permission.
Liability is important to protect the landowner and the hunting operators.
Liability is a big issue. First, you want to make sure you have adequate insurance coverage to cover whatever activities are going to be occurring on your farm or your ranch. And that's a very important aspect of any fee-based activity on your farm or ranch. And the agreement, the hunting use agreement, should specify which party or both is to maintain liability insurance coverage and the amounts of the coverage. But make sure the insurance covers any improvements on the properties. And so if there are improvements, that's another issue that needs insurance coverage. And don't rely on coverage under your existing comprehensive liability policy for the farm or the ranch. There's probably an exclusion in that policy for non-farm business pursuits of the insured, and that's what this would be, particularly if you're being compensated. If you're being compensated for this, if you're charging for somebody to hunt on your property, that's going to fall within that exclusion, and your general comprehensive farm liability policy won't cover it. So you've got some things to talk about with your insurance agent to make sure that you're adequately protected.
That was K-State Law Professor Roger McOwen discussing what people need to make sure liability covers for their property. Read Roger's article on this topic at www.washburnlaw.edu/WALTR. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
country music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.